Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, this is Erica Ramirez, senior editor at Billboard. And with me today, I have my maybe permanent co-host, Jeff and Eric Rosenthal of
Hi.
It's the Real.
They're still trying out.
Yeah.
Have they gained your trust yet?
My coworker, Jason Lipschitz.
Hey, man.
And yes, this is the team for today.
Hey.
You guys were having a conversation about the Knicks, which I cannot join because I don't know anything of, unless you want to talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, I know how we can sort of like, Amari Stoudemire was once rumored to be with Ciara, right?
Oh, yeah.
And here we are talking about Ciara's new song.
So
wow, good connection, Eric.
On that note, that is great. Let's talk about Ciara's new song.
I bet you like this song, Erica.
Oh, that was a good one.
Thanks. This is going to be the wackiest Juice podcast you've had in a while.
I do like Ciara's I Bet, mostly because I think that it's about Future, even though she won't ever admit it.
Wait, when she hasn't admitted it? It's pretty clear. When has an artist ever admitted that like a song
about
is about someone?
Specific person.
By the way,
I think that Big Sean kind of admitted that.
I don't think so.
I don't. Yeah, I don't F with you is about Naya Rivera.
I don't. I think he danced around that.
Oh, okay.
In interviews, even though like everyone in the world will admit that except for him.
No, just right. coincidentally came out around his breakup with his girlfriend.
Now, what I didn't know,
possible fiance,
but I learned, I think yesterday, was that song DJ Mustard had for somebody
else.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah, like months beforehand. He put it up on YouTube and everything.
On Instagram or something.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Justin Bieber was just like, oh, you went through that with Naya Rivera. Here, you could have it. I feel bad. No, I'm just kidding.
It's very generous of him.
That's, I wish that's how
so
it happened.
It's so in character for Justin Bieber to be so giving.
He puts a hand on Big Sean's shoulder. He's like, I understand, heartbreak.
What do you guys think of the new Ciara song?
I thought that it was underwhelming. Yeah, harsh words coming
Hot
out.
Take.
No, I thought that I Eric and I had been at the Epic offices and we had heard like the hook like probably like 2 weeks beforehand, and that's all we heard, and I was like, oh wow, that sounds really great. But then actually hearing the verses, the lyrics are just so not good for me.
Not good for you? What do you mean not good for you?
Well, doesn't she like, she has some very weird references.
There's a lot of honest references, not necessarily that exact word, but like.
You mean references to the album?
No, references to like being honest.
Oh.
Right. I wish there was references to the actual album, honest. But
no, because like, I only listened to the song once, but like, her saying like, remember that you were with that girl over there, like looking over here, and I was just like, this isn't very rhythmic. Like, you could probably say this in a better way.
Conjuring up memories.
Yeah.
Do you think that a music video will make it better for you? Because then you'll see that person over there and then her over there.
She's like looking over here.
Yes.
To the right. Over there.
It's such a literal.
Yeah.
I think that might help. We'll see.
I don't know.
No, you're so over it.
Yeah.
I like it. But I also, again, I like it because I think of Future. And I think that
Does
Ciara
it have
needs
legs?
To be... it reminds me of her like early Goodies music. So if people I think are very like nostalgic, I think it can be. I don't think it will go that far.
Jason?
I think this song's fine. I think that it's all about expectations, and this isn't like the first single from her next album, I assume.
Right? It's her the street first single? Single
from her next sixth studio album.
Is it like, but it is it is it definitely the first single? Like, yes. It seems like, you know, we talked about Only One by Kanye Paul McCartney a couple weeks ago, and like they packaged it as a single, but I can't imagine that song being like a radio single for his next album. In the same way that I can't, like, I just assume that there's going to be another Ciara single coming.
Well, I haven't gotten an alert of like it being like given to radio yet. So yeah. I think usually when that comes through, that's when for sure. But.
So if that's the case, then I agree with Jeff that I'm a little bit underwhelmed just because I really liked Body Party. That was a great first single from her last album. And this is not on that level. But if it's just like kind of like a I want a diss Future song and I'll put this out to, you know, kind of get something off my chest,
right,
I'm fine with that.
And that's a very specific emotion. Is that something that you often think about, like I need a song that disses Future?
Usually when I'm songwriting, I'm like, who should I diss today?
Well, you're just being honest.
Yeah, do you remember,
oh god,
like when Jay and Nas went against each other, people would choose sides. Like, I know that I stopped listening to Nas music for a long time when the Ciara. And
did you really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I did totally. Yeah.
Honestly, until honest,
but why? Can we talk about this for a second?
Sure.
You really chose a side.
I did, and I had like it wasn't like you know Jay-Z's
side?
My family or anything. I chose Jay-Z's.
Okay.
Side. I was just like, I need to ride for him, and he will never know this.
Yeah, well,
he will now.
When we were growing up, and the East Coast West Coast. Close beef happened. I think that our family also chose the East Coast.
But no, you sided with.
I did.
You
I
sided
did
with the West Coast. Coast. Yeah. This is why he'll be.
Jeff and I didn't talk for a bunch of years. Yeah. But no, I really did choose Jay-Z.
I just picture.
No, I remember.
I refused to buy Nas albums. I was like,
wow.
Yeah, the radio.
Talk about
I was
hating
like,
him.
I was
now.
Even unsure if I could listen to like Bone Thugs and Harmony at the time. I was like, where are they from? And I think you told me they were from Cleveland. And I was just like, oh, well, then that's okay, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
I just picture you like during the Jay-Z and Nas beef, like you on your iPod shuffle and something from Illmatic comes up and you immediately hit skip. Like, yeah. No, Jay-Z can't know.
Just
I listened to the first 7 seconds. Is that okay?
For accuracy's sake, it was before the iPod shuffle. But
yeah, well, that's true, too.
But the bigger point being,
good to
I
know.
Want to know if you guys would choose Future or Ciara if it came down.
Well,
to
knowing my history
I
with Future, I would go
what,
with Ciara.
Yeah, I'm very surprised by Erica's decision.
I'd definitely go, with Ciara.
Well, in terms of like personal stuff, I don't want to speculate or anything.
Oh,
but
God.
I will say that I we
see that girl over there.
Do you see that girl over there? No, I will say that we recently did a list. We've been doing a lot of best and worst of the half decades this week, and one of the lists we made was the 10 worst songs of the 2010s, and Pussy Overrated by Future and Wiz Khalifa was number 4 on that list because it's an abysmal song about like their exes who they loved and we talked about this song on the Juice podcast
and have
before.
Children with
and they're like you know what would be cool if he made a song called Pussy Overrated. Like, guys, no, like, this is terrible. So in that respect, I choose I Bet over Pussy Overrated. Is not
well, that's like
that's
songs.
Not
okay.
That wasn't
that's
the question.
I feel confident that I can separate the person from their music.
Aww.
So, you know,
that's
when
very important.
The whole Chris Brown thing was happening, like I was like, I still kind of like a couple Chris Brown songs. Now I don't like any of the songs he's
so
released.
So now you don't like Chris Brown. You're just
well, I just the thing is, if he put out good music, then I would like accept it. And I just feel like he hasn't done that since 2010.
Wow. Really?
Well,
his
probation has been revoked.
Well, yeah.
Maybe
why?
He's
yeah. Why was that, by the way?
Because he was in the vicinity of guns.
But that wasn't his doing, right? Like,
no.
They weren't shooting at him.
No.
He wasn't in the
right.
fight.
Nope.
I don't really understand the law.
Oh, no, I'm not defending the law.
No one.
My
I'm
dad is a
especially
lawyer.
Lately.
Well, let's get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
No one. What?
My dad's a lawyer.
No, we should have called him for this. We should have planned this out.
We all saw the Vine and then the YouTube like clips of the gun
Oh yes,
so scenario. I did not.
So the concert shooting was in San Jose.
Can you explain to me slash the listeners? Sure. I didn't see the
because this was at a show in where the Bay.
San
or
Jose.
Something? Oh,
yeah.
San Jose.
Yeah. It was in San Jose. Hmm. I heard that.
And
it's sort of near where Eric is from.
Of course, that is where
I am from.
Oh
my goodness gracious!
And Chris Brown is performing "Loyal" on stage. At it looks like honestly, it looks like a high school gym or something, right?
Right.
And there's a big crowd, and he's just starting the song, and he's looking like he's having fun on stage, and all of a sudden, from the back, you hear three or four gunshots in a row.
No, but before that, he goes, oh, man, like, they're getting it in back there.
Yeah.
And, like, he's, like, sort of, like, you know, like, whoops, like, don't. And then you hear the three gunshots go off, and he's like, pow, 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 and he's just, like, sort of ducks.
Yeah, he looks scared and taken aback. And what happened on the internet, on Twitter, was everyone was just, like, going in on him.
Yeah, they were like, oh,
as if that was
like,
a bad thing to be afraid of people shooting guns.
Yeah. Let's run closer to the gunshot instead of away from the gunshot.
And like, you know, his team, like he was the president, you know, hovered over him and pushed him away to get him away from any action, even though it was far away.
Yeah.
And then the whole crowd goes into a frenzy. The DJ does stop the music and there's more gunshots.
Oh, is there a full video?
Yeah, on YouTube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just got a little scary when you would hear like the fans freaking out.
Oh my god,
close by. But yeah. What are your thoughts on that, Jace, now that you know the full
story?
Sounds
scary.
Here?
It sounds scary.
But why it
sounds like an episode of Homeland.
But why is Twitter going in on someone who all he's doing is performing and he's not a part of it, and I would be shook too if I, you know, there were gunshots.
I don't understand. Like, I guess there's just
making
that
fun
much.
Of Chris Brown. Another chance to make fun of Chris Brown.
Yeah,
I think
like,
it's more like
that, he's not deserving of that. Like,
yeah, no. Right? Don't go towards the gunshots. Go away.
That's good advice for us all.
Yeah, very brave.
If we learn anything from this Juice podcast, is to run away from the gunshots, not towards it.
So servicey.
Yeah.
Wait, can we talk about how your dad goes to festivals?
Yeah, okay. We
I think it's great.
We went to the Pitchfork Fest the past 3 years.
Which are some of my favorite articles on Billboard.com.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so we write every year together. We write about our shared experience at Pitchfork Fest. And it's so funny because my dad just doesn't really enjoy hip hop music. He really liked the 3 years he loved A$AP Rocky for his energy.
Mm-hmm.
He just saw like the command he had on stage and really appreciated that. And he loved Killer Mike for his politics and for, you know, his kind of sermons in between songs. He really liked both of them. That was about it, though. He didn't really like. He thought Kendrick Lamar was okay.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like Pusha T at all because he was like 25 minutes late to his set, and my dad just thought that was rude.
Yeah.
He was like, "Where are his manners?"
Yeah,
like,
right. Punctuality is a big thing.
He didn't like Lil B.
Aww.
I know. And
does
like,
your dad not believe in God?
He tried to understand Lil B and was like, I can't bridge that gap. I don't really tell him about these artists beforehand because what I do when we go to Pitchfork Fest, and I'm sorry that I've hijacked your podcast.
Seriously.
But,
I think this is a dadcast.
Dadcast. one thing I do beforehand is I give him like a mix CD usually of like one song from every artist. A lot of the times he'll know like four or five of the artists on the bill. Just he'll be a fan of them. Like he really liked Belle and Sebastian before we saw them 2 years ago. He really liked Grimes before we saw her last year. So he knows some of the artists. And then aside from those five, I'll give him a mix of like 15 other artists that he might see. Just so he kind of gets it a little bit. I don't think I prepped him at all on Lil B. I was just like, I'm not going to tell you anything.
Just be surprised.
But he loved Killer Mike. He, you know what really killed me was that he, Bjork headlined one day 2 years ago, and Bjork's one of my favorite artists ever. He hated Bjork, and I was just so sad.
Have you guys talked since?
No, it's funny because like
for
we,
2 years, they have
it's unbelievable. He liked Danny Brown. I don't think he was present for more of some of his filthier songs.
You know what's interesting is that Tommy Craggs over at Deadspin now is running Gawker's editorial, and so they did this whole series of roast posts, basically. And one was Will Leach talking to his mother. And he was like, what do you think about all the, you know, sort of curse words that your son uses in posts or other people post on Deadspin? And she was just like, you know, as you get older, you're more forgiving of things and you like, you know, you like and learn things that your kids like. And I wonder if your guys' parents adapt more and understand more of your tastes now that they're older and you're older.
Yeah. No, I definitely think so. 100%. And it's funny because my music tastes have changed so much over the years because, you know, and I've always kind of shared my music with my dad because it's a shared interest. He's a big music fan and he's much more open-minded than a lot of like 60-year-old
mm-hmm.
fathers are, I feel like. Like he loves like Bruce Springsteen and stuff, but he's also like he loves Vampire Weekend yeah. and like Black Keys and some of these newer bands. And so, yeah, I mean, like, I just lent him, like, my new, like, the new Spoon album and the new Licky Lee album, and he really likes them, so.
And he has a place in his heart for Killer Mike.
He does. He owns R.A.P. music, yeah. Oh.
What about you, Erica?
Like, as far as new R&B and hip-hop music, I have to, like, tell her to listen.
So if you're in the car and you put it on, is she going to turn it off?
No, no, absolutely not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
What kind of music does she like?
She likes, like, Latin oldies and like soul music also.
Oh, okay.
So
if your mom was to choose sides and it was Sierra and Future,
she'd go with Sierra. But she'd first ask me, and if I said Sierra, she'd be like, oh, okay.
So, does she yeah. like Adele?
I don't think she'd give Future a chance.
Adele, like, does she like Adele?
She I think we were listening to Someone Like You once in the car, and I was, like, singing along, and she was
weeping.
Totally turned off, but I don't know if it was my singing right. or the song, and I didn't want to ask because I didn't want my feelings to get hurt,
yeah. mm-hmm.
or like, more than that.
Would she be honest?
Yeah, she would have been honest, so which is why I also fan. Did not ask.
Ah.
That's true.
We should throw this out to your listeners, like, what their, you know, their relationship with between
their parents
and music is, because I'd love to read some people, like,
totally
what connects people and what doesn't connect people with their parents.
Right.
What about your mom? Does she like hip-hop music?
Loves Kanye.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I know certainly growing up, our parents were not fans of rap, really. And I know that.
Well, until you went to the Grammys with
Kanye. Until I went to the Grammys with Kanye, and then that really transitioned because they're like, oh, well, if you know this person and they're paying you, well, that's great.
Right. Basically, like, any friend of Eric's is a friend of Eric's.
And then they listened. Yeah. Mom loved Hey Mama. Like, there was a connection there, and she was like, oh, I love his honesty, and I love all this stuff.
My mom actually really likes hip-hop and R&B music.
Really?
And, you know,
she loves Boyz II Men.
Yeah, she loves Boyz II Men. She loves Missy Elliott.
Is your mom originally from Philly?
No, she's from, like, Jersey Shore area.
Okay.
And, she just, like, TLC is her favorite artist of all time.
Wow.
Let's talk about Future. Let's talk about Beast Mode.
Let's talk about Beast Mode.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
I listened to the whole thing once.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's as many spins as I gave it and probably will give it.
Is that because you're a Sierra fan?
Yes. No. I don't think there's enough... it's not as catchy as his last projects.
Eric said that his routine of, like, repeating words over and over has sort of worn thin.
Yeah, it's just tired now.
So it's like, if you're going to keep that going, then, like, give us something.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't even sound good. That's the problem. Did you notice that Juvenile on the song, I don't even know what the title is, like, at Atra or something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Did you notice that he shouts out Rich Gang before he jumps into his...
Does he?
Which is so weird.
Oh, wow.
Like, I know he's Cash Money now, and I know he has to, like, you know, rep for the family, but that's... It's just generationally...
Wait,
just
Juvie did
strange.
That?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I did not
Why?
Catch that.
Yeah. Why? I just want to ask these new Cash Money signees, like, you know you're not getting paid, right, for, like, a very long time. Like, out of all the people that... he just signed another, like, female singer. I can't remember her name. But, like... Do you know that? Like,
yeah, I don't really know what...
Especially Juvie. Like, he's gone through this experience before with Cash Money. But I do want to know your thoughts on Beast Mode.
I think that it is... The way I put it to you this morning was that if you like Future... If you love Future, like, this is the mixtape for you. If you don't love Future, then you're not going to like this mixtape. It's, like, the most, like, Future, idiosyncratic, like, just weird... tossing out ideas with Zaytoven kind of thing that he could do. And, like, I don't hate it because I enjoyed Honest a lot. It's not as polished as that.
Right.
But that's why it's mixtape. I think that this is him spitting out ideas and staying sharp. And he misses sometimes on this. But it's also really fun. Like, I can't complain too much about, like a little wacky mixtape that Future wants to make.
Right. You're also not a huge fan of The Dream's new song, but not because of The Dream.
Did I say that?
Yeah. That's my shit. You said you weren't such a huge fan.
It's not rocking that shit. Like,
but what is?
But what is? So he's downgraded his shit. Mm-hmm. And I got Eric on that one. Great. One out of three. That's not bad. So I feel like... It's so strange because I feel like Four was such a misstep for him, and he's still trying to, like, crawl out of that kind of crater that he made
now,
for himself.
Tricky wasn't involved
right.
in
no.
Four, right?
No.
I think also Four was a little too long.
Oh, so long.
Like,
oh,
Foreplay
goodness.
Was good. Well, there was a couple other songs.
I guess this begs the question, The Dream or Christina Milian?
Oh, keep it low.
There is no... No yeah. competition.
Yeah. There's well, none. I still think The Dream on that. But
really, wouldn't you say, like, The Dream versus Tarius Nash? Like,
oh,
that's the bigger
yeah.
question.
That mixtape was so
like
good.
Question.
So good.
That was
so
a very good mixtape.
I don't know. I don't know if... I believe that The Dream is solid enough as a performer that he's going to find his way again. But... This doesn't sound like it's it to me.
Well, he is working with Tricky again.
Yeah.
Which I assume is going to be on that Crown EP that he just announced.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have hope. I just don't think this song's very strong. It's like a tamer version of his past songs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny because what he was doing with Love King and then the Tarius Nash mixtape was so creative.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
he almost... Because of Four, I feel like that album was kind of just plagued with, you know, pushbacks and these weird collaborations, and it just didn't work for me at all. And yeah, like I said, now he's struggling to get back his mojo, I think, a little bit.
Wasn't that him, like, also probably trying to, like, he's going towards the middle in order to sell records as opposed to pushing boundaries, which, you know, like, all of his album sales have just been declining and declining
right.
and declining.
I don't like, but like, why should that matter to him? Like, it's weird because from like a creative standpoint, like even the, like Love King didn't sell a lot, but like so many people were behind that project and, mm-hmm. you know, he sold out shows and like he had like a lot of like the Pitchfork acclaim and it's just
right.
like, why would, it's pretty obvious by now that The Dream is never going to be like an R&B superstar. So like, why not stay in that lane and just make smart R&B music that maybe isn't that commercial, but a lot of people like? Like, why not do that?
Right. I mean, he does songwriting. He still does production. So
yeah.
It's not like he's not.
He's making that Rihanna money. Like, he'll
right.
be fine.
Right. Well, I have a really important question. I want to know if you guys, since you're all white, shower 2 to 3 times a day. Because according to Naya Rivera, you guys do.
Well,
when I go to the gym, I shower every morning. And then when I go to the gym, I usually go to the gym after work. So then I'll shower there. So like two times a day.
Yeah. There you
so
go.
So 2 times a day.
Yes.
Yeah.
For all of you guys.
I say clean.
Well, if I don't go to the gym,
I mean, you can shower one time a day and still be clean.
Well, if and when I work out, then I get a second shower.
Okay, so yeah, that makes complete. She should have specified that.
Yeah, no one's. Who showers 3 times a day anyway?
According to
Nairobi. Yeah, 3 times. I don't know what's. Unless. So, like, I shower in the morning, I go to the gym, exercise, I shower.
If you do not go to the gym, do you shower again?
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a scenario where I would shower 3 times a day.
What if, like, you had just discovered ET and you had to go into that tent, and then every time you walked in and out of the tent, you'd have to take a shower?
Well, I was thinking of, like, if I'm walking out of the gym and I, like, trip and fall in, like, a mud puddle, and I'm like, oh, my God, I guess I have to shower 3 times today.
Right.
I showered around, like, 2-3 times when I was at South By.
Yeah.
So are you there white? You go, Naya Rivera.
Are you white?
Just for reference, Naya Rivera said that white people shower a lot more than ethnic people. And her husband, Ryan Dorsey, showers 2-3 times a day, which is why I had to ask you guys if that's
well,
also...
consider this myth busted.
Yeah.
Well said.
Funk Flex and Jay-Z.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
I am not as in tune with the Dipset Jay-Z feud. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, recent parts of that feud.
Well, Jay doesn't care.
Right. So, yeah. So Funk Flex went mm-hmm. off on Jay-Z, I guess more so his Life and Times website, calling it trash.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there was a bomb after every Funk Flex bomb after every sentence, yeah. Which was amazing. Apparently, it's, I think I read 109 times.
Yeah, Up North Trips counted
yes,
it out.
Yes, that's who said that. So Life and Times, according to him, is trash. Jay-Z took some of his recommendations when working on the Samsung app, but didn't take the good ones, the good recommendations. I don't. And he would know if he used the Funk Flex app also. And yeah, I guess that's the gist of it, but it does mm-hmm. start with Life and Times reaching out to Funk Flex and asking for an interview about how he's involved with the Dipset reunion. And he got mad about that because he cannot play, or could not, not right now. I think in the past he could not play Dipset music at 4040 Club. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have Allie, our producer, put in the Funk Flex bombs. So much work on this one, Allie. So what do you guys think of this feud?
I think
it was clearly one-sided at the moment.
It was so crazy because it came out of nowhere. And
right.
What does it have to do with anything? Like, I was really trying to figure this out because I did listen to the entire thing. And at first, I was like, who cares? And maybe the internet got this wrong that he's not going after Jay-Z. But then he got really specific. And he was trying, Flex was trying to link, like, yeah, like you said, Life and Times, the website that right. Jay-Z does have a part in. And we had heard does play a part in terms of,
yeah.
like, editorial and all that. But on the whole, no one cares about, like, Dipset versus Jay anymore. And I think that Flex is just trying to, like, ramp up interest again in Dipset.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
he has a vested interest himself in the tour, in the mixtape, and
right.
all this stuff. But it's like, why would you make that bet to go against Jay-Z right now? Like, and he's like, what did he say? He said, it'll be a feather in my hat to make sure that...
Yeah, to take you down.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, don't you think that, like, that I can't take you down, basically. And yeah. I was like, I was kind of responding like, okay.
So no one at Hot 97
That's what I've
like,
said. I've said that to you guys
you
before,
stop.
Though. What's like, that? I've looked
yeah,
Eric
you're
in the
always.
Eye, and I was like, don't you think.
As we were
I
walking into the taping of
yeah,
this episode,
I know.
You mm-hmm. said that.
I know. It's true. I mean.
Tensions are high. I don't know if listeners can hear it.
Wait, so Eric, are you yeah. not going to listen to Funk Flex? Now, because you're taking Jay-Z's side on this.
Oh,
feud.
My goodness. Oh, what a good question.
I will not listen to Funk Flex because I'm taking Jay-Z's side. Until they resolve it. Until they go to a Power 105 thing at the Izod Center and shake their hands on stage.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What they call it? I Declare War? That whole, like, Nas
Jeff
and Jay-Z.
For the box right
how ridiculous is that, though? Like, the whole thing. Like,
it's,
and
yeah.
It's partially, like, I'm sure to get, like, ratings up. And, like, as much as I don't want rap to, like, continue into this, like, wrestling world that it is in,
right.
this is just one more thing. And, like, for all them who say, yeah.
Flex had a few beefs last year also.
Yeah.
Like 2 Chainz and Iggy Azalea. At
yep.
least they were brought up
yep.
last year. So,
But why Jay-Z? It's just such an irrelevant thing. It's just Jay-Z doesn't exist in like your world anymore, Flex.
Right.
He's just so much bigger. And by the way, there's so many better ways to like take care of that, and it belittles the situation by saying like, "Well, life and times, like
no,
this
I
is
think
like
that
your
when
fault."
When you are public about something like that on social media, that means you want attention, to like, because he could have just reached out and been like, "Can we talk about this?" It's not like he can't.
Right. So for all the people who are online putting up pictures of Jay-Z like laughing and they're like, "This is his reaction to Flex," it's like, I bet Jay doesn't even care one bit.
Any other thoughts on it?
Sounds or words, yes. On this.
New York City. You see how I'm moving out here? No, I think that, like, it's such a dumb thing because Funk Flex is like, I gave an interview to Life and Times magazine in 2011, and I know why you gave me that, like, why you wanted to interview me about my app. It's because you wanted to steal secrets about my app.
It's crazy.
Is that really what he says?
Yeah. That's what he says. And so he goes, that's why you reached out about this Dipset thing. You just want to know, like, what's moving with the Dipset reunion.
But when I heard that, I was
that's a good album title, Secrets of My App.
Yeah. But, like, if...
Don't put if that out
Jay,
in the universe, please.
If Jay really wanted to know...
The way the rap world knows, it will come out tomorrow now.
If Jay really wanted to know what was going on with the Dipset reunion, I'm sure there are way better ways than this, like, sort of covert operation of asking someone in an interview for a website.
That'd be so funny.
Which he keeps
like,
calling a magazine, by the way.
Like, Jay-Z just sitting on his couch like, I wish I knew what was going on with the Dipset reunion. Yeah. Why can't I figure it out? I'll put some private detectives on it.
On that note, I appreciate Jeff and Eric coming in and Jason stepping away from his desk for a second.
Yep. Always. Always, always.
Thanks, guys. Any last words?
In the words of Ray Stremmerd, unlock the swag. The swag unlock. It's just you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.